What's good? I'm your therapist. And what is this? This is the Wingman Chronicles. Well, we deliver that shit like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows. And what does she know? She know that there's a war going on outside between bros and these 304s. And for a minute, the 304s was winning. They was winning. They was kicking our ass. But now, the tides has turned. They have turned into our favor. I'm proud to say and present that we went to the mountaintop and seen the glory. Ladies, got the fucking act right, bitch. Here's the result. Introducing Alpha Male Strategies.
The sprinkle bitch, y'all know who that is. All these other gold digging dating coaches that teaches women to try to use men for dates and shit. Women are not getting all those free dates anymore. Yes, I am so proud of you guys. It ain't too many profiles that I can see on any of these dating sites. Well, the women in their bio are saying, I'm looking for a man that's willing to date, and they'll put the date in parentheses. Do y'all guys know what that means? That means these dates ain't coming as readily as they used to. Yeah, y'all boys done wised up, all them goddamn free dates. Yeah, bitch showing up rubbing their belly and shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, ain't no T-bone around here. Yeah. If y'all guys see a lot of these female influencers, that the sprinkle bitch, y'all know who that is. All these other gold digging dating coaches that teaches women to try to use men for dates and shit. One thing what they telling all the women, don't do coffee dates. Don't do this date, dude. Why y'all think that is? Men done get wised up. Man, this is a return on investment as low as hell. Listen.
Facts, nigga.
I think I'd be the first one to say, most of you guys wouldn't mind. Take a nice T-bone steak, lobster. If I'm going to break your back when we get back to my crib.
Right.
Most of you guys say, I'll take that. Take a girl out, you feed her, good steak, calamari, fuck her. Most of you guys say, you know what, I spent $200 on that dinner, but that bitch was bad, I fucked the shit out of her. You know what? Money well spent. But man, when you go spend your hard-earned money,
get shit back.
And you get a friend hug at the end, and then you'd hit the bitch up 3 days later trying to see if get another date, because now you're chasing your investment, right? Yeah, that sucking cost fallacy. Yeah, it's trying to chase. Now you're like, I'm invested now. Mm-hmm. And the bitch don't even return your text. Yeah, them days over with. Man, these bitches, them free days over with. And I'm so proud of you boys. We dug deep. Just the fact that these bitches are emphasizing that they want a man that know how to date a woman tells me everything that I need to know. Men are not taking bitches on these dates no more, because why would you have to put an emphasis on that? Why is that such a big deal about you want a man that knows how to court a woman, which means feed your big hungry ass? So I'm so proud of you, man, guys. These bitches, man. Some of y'all guys might not even know. It was articles written in New York City, and I'm quite sure in other places too, where they was writing articles about women who had no money, who went out every night for free dates with no intentions of mean guys. It was simply that they was broke college students or something to the sort. And so they used the dating sites to eat. It was that bad. That type of bitch now would be starving in Central Park. Hold her goddamn belly. Them days are long gone. So you boys, y'all keep up the good work. No more free dates. No more rubbing your goddamn belly. Them days are over with.
Y'all done came on through. Yeah, it's been a while. The Wingman Chronicles here is on your dial. And you know we go smoke a few. And I got DK Wally Quawa and Breeza coming through. That's some fire. Nigga, what we talking is green. Now we're smoking this lean. I'm like, ooh, that's some fire. Got me coughing the lung and my munchies is on. Yeah, put your fucking ass in. You know, I like to share my personal achievements, strives, things that I done went to, right? So, we're going to crank up the Soulja Boy, and we're going to talk about the friend zone. You been in it? Did she put you there? Or did you put yourself there? Right? That imprisonment of no poo nanny is what to do. Friends, she done put you in the friend zone.
How many of us have been friends? Ones we can depend.
It's only one thing you can do.
Friends,
you ain't gonna like it either, nigga.
Friends,
you gonna have to stop fucking with that broad. Cause that bitch don't like you. She don't like you. She don't motherfucking like you. All right, let's talk about the friend zone. Not the end zone, the friend zone. Why you ain't fucking? She don't like you like that, nigga. Let's get it, man. I've been in the friend zone a couple of times. I know it very well. Let's talk about it. Man, I was dealing with this chick that looked like Pinky, boy. She was older than me, too. At least maybe like 3 years. But, boy, yummy. Yummy. Now, at this job I was working, one of my older homies was in porno. And he was fucking all the bitches at work. He ain't gonna tell me, but a part of me, deep down inside, thinks, knows. He fucked that bitch. Here we go, nigga. The friend zone. Say he just a friend. On both ends. To her nigga, she'll say about you that you a friend. that when you ask her about her nigga, she would say, oh, we just friends. Yeah, you fucking friends, right? Because he fucking and you ain't. Here we go. Story time. Let's call her Pinky. And definitely, I used to spit my game at Pinky. Right? Because if I see something I like, I'm going to put my bid in. Oh, yeah, of course. It's like the DMV and shit. Window 813 is now serving and shit. I'm getting in that line. All right. An old Chinese proverb. A slow drip of water can penetrate and break through the heaviest stone rock in a mountain. You probably don't understand what I'm saying, so let me change it in this term. Sometimes you have to use the Jacqueline effect. What's that? The Jacqueline effect is this. Ain't nothing wrong with Jacqueline. Ain't nothing wrong with me. It's just gonna take a little bit longer to hit that ass than I thought. Yeah, right. I see her, I be nice to her and all that shit, right? Now, fellas, when you up here, you try to spit your game, you try to get in, you try to get that poo daddy, you try to clap them cheeks, right? What do? We always find out something that you like. Since I was a former weed man, when ladies was short on that dough, on a pole they'll blow. Yeah, they do. Nigga, stop that. Nigga, don't think that, no. Don't think that. Nigga, yo, let me go like Breeza. Let me get that this shit like Breeza. Nigga, even yo, bitch, your woman right now, nigga. She's done it, right? Right? She has done it. So, you know, that comes short. Some women, man, oh, I have to just kick them to the curb and shit because, you know, talking shit. You gotta find out what she like, right? So I found out Pinky likes Bud. So we gonna use that conduit as an avenue to what? Get out the friend zone and get into the end zone. And I was that slow drip of water over time. I'm like, man, it was good, man. Women send mixed signals, but they're not mixed signals. They are placement signals that, hey, I like you, and then, you know, once this nigga fuck up, I'll fuck with you. The problem is, I know myself, and I know niggas. I know this a nigga that came in your life to fuck you that first night. So, what is he doing that I need to adopt where I can hit it and quit it the first night, too? And 9 times out of 10, ladies, let me tell you some shit. A nigga ain't trying to hit it and quit it. Y'all be thinking a nigga trying to hit it and quit it. The reason that happens, 90% of the time, is because it's you and your mouth. Nigga ain't trying to hit it and quit it. Nigga trying to hit it and keep it. Trying to keep it, nigga. So I'm pushing up on Pinky, man. And Pinky, oh man, she thick like Pinky, got that bubble butt. I'm a sucker for red bones. For real. I'm a sucker for red bones and shit. I'm a light-skinned nigga and I'm a sucker for red bones. Breeza, Will, David, Tracy, stop laughing, nigga. Stop laughing, nigga. Let me drink this coffee. Don't mind my stomach, man. I'm trying to work out. I got the upper part, man. The upper part of Voltron, boy. Looking like Voltron, nigga. Looking swole. Just got to get rid of this gut. Gut out there got me looking like Dr. Robotnik and shit. You know what I'm saying? From fucking Sonic and shit, right? Got to get rid of that. Nigga like to eat. Nigga like to eat and shit. Hey, if the bitches was out here cooking right, a nigga wouldn't be fat. Let's get back to Pinky, right? Pinky told me straight up, she was like, oh, you nice, you so sweet. Man, when she said that, I pulled her to the side, I said, bitch, don't you ever say that shit to me, I'm offended. She looked at me, huh? I'm offended. She's like, you know, I don't want to have to use you. And I said, which way? I want to be used a certain way. I want to be used a certain way. Shit, I want to be used as a piece of motherfucking dick. That's what they, use me that way and shit. Don't try to use me. I think we was having conflicting interests when she said that, right? I took notes of it, right? I had to tell her, like, no. I remember one time I bumped into her, and then I'm like, oh, you don't feel a nigga now? That's what, bitch, am I bothering you right now? Like, cool. Let me tell you something, gentlemen, wingmans, my fellas. Let me tell you something, right? Don't mind my stomach, nigga. Bitches get aggy and they have attitudes. What's in the butt bleed? I don't know. A nigga gave her a hard time. Yes, my TV, nigga, your rent's on the loose. They steal your money, they take your loot. Your rent's on the loose. The rent's on the loose. Niggas, these the rent's on the loose. Nigga, these the rent's on the loose. Nigga, these alright, we back with this next segment. It's gonna be called She Went Out and Fucked Pookie, Got Pregnant. Said some shit to me. Well, some shit popped off, you know, it had me a little tense. But we good. You know what? We good. I ain't gonna even harbor on that shit. Right. It's a brand new day, right? My wingman, my team man, my fellas, you experience that shit all the time and shit, boy. Relationship. Let's get it, man. Let's crank up this motherfucking soldier boy, nigga. Look, she went out. She fucked Pookie and Ray Ray, right? Word on the street, Pookie and Ray Ray, he was doing a little stripping. I was trying to get in shape and do a little stripping, too. Make that money. Because, nigga, bitches be paying, nigga, for motherfucking prison bodies, nigga. Prison body is a female's crack, nigga. That's fentanyl, nigga. A nigga with a physique is fentanyl. Fentanyl robbing what? couldn't know around where you could get in them drawers. You see how I put that together, nigga? Because I'm a genius at it. She went out, she fucked motherfucker Pookie. Nigga, oh me. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, nigga. She's all right. She's all right. Look. I know when a woman wants some fucking MK specs. I know it. It turns my senses on, my spidey senses on. Right, let's keep it a buck, nigga. We be like, we be on point. You can tell by the energy, nigga. You can tell by the energy and make your hair stand up and shit and your dick at the same time. We know what's up. We know what's up, right? Look, right now, your ego, nigga, I know you been in some of those situations where you look mad, she give you, rubbing up on you and shit. You like, yeah, this bitch wanna fuck, nigga. She wants some of this dick. Right? All right. You been there. I'm not being arrogant. You know, man. You know. You could tell, man. I was like, damn, man. This one got a fucking peach. Sucker for red bones. But I noticed something, right? And I thought, let's just speed it up, nigga. I thought that I was next in line. Right? I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna come over. O'Shea Duke Jackson, booty clapping sounds, right? Right? That night, I didn't get through. You wanna know why? I'm paraphrasing. I'm just gonna give you the real deal. You wanna know why? Because nigga Pookie was over there. Pookie beat me to it. He beat me to it. I was like, God damn, I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Motherfucker Pookie went over there and beat me to it. Nigga, Pookie don't be having no goddamn respect, no goddamn rubber and shit, nigga, pull out game and God damn it, even if you would have been in Raw, nigga, this Pookie, nigga, say something for me, nigga, Pookie went over there and beat the brakes off that pussy and got that pussy fucking pregnant. God damn, Pookie. Pookie already got, nigga, on damn near 7 different, you know, BMs. Damn, Pookie. Pookie went over there and beat the brakes off that fucking pussy before me. I had to eat that shit, right? I seen her, bitch throwing up and shit. I turned into Blueface. I said, hey, bitch, you pregnant? Now, I wouldn't know this information if I wasn't in line, right? I looked at the calendar right in front of her. I said, let's look back to see. Oh, that was the night, huh? Start laughing. I said, nigga, Breezer, Will, David, right? D Nasty, Cry One, UK Wally, nigga. To all my niggas that tune in all around the globe. Right? I told her I would have wore a fucking rubber. I got enough respect and want to keep you around and shit that we would graduate to fucking Raw and shit. And at least not pull our game. I would have oozed it on your face and shit. Cause them freaky encounters, man, the freaky encounters were so intense, nigga, man. I gotta go beat off in the bathroom, I gotta get this, man, this is doing too much. And Dick is like, I need the nut now, I need the nut now. Playing them games, you see. You know you niggas be like, yeah, look at that, yeah. Fuck Pookie off. Like, damn. Right? Transferred her into a baby mama. Her stats plummeth. Stat man. Look, Pookie.
nigga, stop fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, let, let at least let some of us wingman run through it first. Nigga, at least let us run through it first. Like, god damn, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it up and then leave it over there. Like, yeah, I can fuck her with it. You know, fuck it up. Another lightly toasted Twinkie color pinky. Another one. Fuck it off. I get it, though, nigga. Because that head ass nigga, I get it. But look, you get it on my watch. See, I be having more respect. I don't do you, nigga. I be having more respect. I'm thinking in the long run. See, it's like now you stuck with it and shit, right? And you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do all that to get the fucking pussy. Duh, man. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? I looked in the mail. It wasn't them Kevin Samuels coochie consolidation checks and shit that came in and I cashed in. Of course. Of course. She needed that. She was going through some stress and shit. I thought and I was a stress reliever, man. Freakazoid, nigga. Freakazoid, man. Damn, that bitch had motherfucking Jean Grey potential, nigga. I mean, like, the potential, you know? But she couldn't keep it real with herself and shit like that. It's like, sometimes when you, like, get past just the fucking, and you dare to journey up in their mind and shit, like, to see, like, where they at, it just make you just go back to fucking. Pookie fucked that shit off, man. Pookie done turned her into a blum, 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 blum. The Wingman Chronicles. Over here, I deliver that shit like dominoes because your motherfucking mama knows. And what does she know? That bitch know that there's a war going on outside between bros and these 304s. I should hit Pinky up and let her know I'm doing a video about her. I'm out, nigga! Yeah, like, share, subscribe. My real shit. Better than your written shit. Best believe! She was like, baby, I need some money. We'll do it. And that nigga's like, we'll call that other nigga. Right? You know, we don't know. We don't know. And, you know, that, I'm like, oh, whatever. Sometimes you got to be distant, right? She stopped me. I'm like, okay, now we done took this game off of pause. We can get to playing. All right. There you go. Playing this game. This game, cat and mouse and shit, right? And I'm thinking we having some success, some progress. You know, my mind state is two things. Either we could do the sexual act here, or we could do it somewhere else. We could do it somewhere else. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a meet and greet. And you know, if I really want to take you down, All you gotta do is just bring the clean pussy and prepare to be fucked. Cause I already got the mo. But some women, they don't care. They'll go in the cut, a stairwell. They drive a truck. Breeze will stop laughing. Right? Think I'm getting somewhere, nigga. I was going nowhere. She would not fucking budge. And weed add up. you know, those 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. It adds up. It adds up. And I sent her an email stating that your membership is about to be discontinue your membership because you delinquent and you need to pay in coochie. You delinquent. Kevin Samuels was talking about it. You know, a lot of females, you know, the coochie consolidation, you know, you owe. But we know bitches. Bitches is like, la 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 la. Man, they abuse the fuck out of us. La 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 la. All of them, nigga. All of them. Stop it. Bitches are vain. They are vain. Yeah, one time, nigga, in my profession, we all look the same. And I told this chick no. Man, she pulled down her Muslim garbage and said, nigga, if you look at all this goodness in this body right here, you wouldn't be saying that. Now, they caught me off guard and shit. I was just doing my job and shit, right? But it had a nigga thinking. Nigga was looking to bump into her ass again and shit, but, you know, they all look the same. We all look like Muslim Shiites. Right? All look the same. So I couldn't tell and shit. So she just blended in like a ninja and shit. Took the pussy with her. Said, damn. She was bold. She was like telling me no. That told me something. Women do not. They like to be in total control, right? And get what they want when they can get. Right? I had a conversation with Peaky like, hey, man. What's the dealio? And if you a nigga like I am and shit, you would get to the point where you ain't gotta like be kitty. We grown. I was like, I know you got a couple of niggas and shit. I mean, you got a couple of niggas. Come on now. I'm in line, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm patiently waiting. I done filled out the DMV form and shit. I done came to the desk a couple of times. Shit, I'm getting ready though. I want to get dry in this pussy. And see, let me tell you something, man. When a woman getting shit from you, that's the last thing that she want to give you is the pussy. You want to know why? Because she know that you going to take your vengeance out of that, your dick vengeance out on that. You going to beat the brain. She ain't prepared for that fucking. She need that fucking to pop off with her next day off come around and shit. She don't want to go back to work. Right? If you done knocked her goddamn shit off and shit, you made that bitch was like, ooh, I love you and shit. You like, what you say, bitch? Ooh, I love you. And shit, nigga was hitting that shit. Oh, you know when you hit that shit when they be like, oh, baby. Because they don't want to call your name. They got to call you baby and shit like that. Oh, baby, you hit me. You know me, nigga. I'm already like, yeah, remember what I'm making me fucking wait, man. What the fuck is up with that shit, nigga? What they playing these motherfucking goddamn games and shit, man. I'll talk to you. Nigga. We done had these pep talks and the bill is still going up. And I had to do it to her, man. Will, David, Tracy, Breezer, D Nasty, Cry War, UK Wally. I had to cut her off, man. That shit hurt. I had to cut her off. I had to stand my ground like George Zimmerman. Right? Stand my motherfucking ground. We in Florida. I had to cut her off. Months went by. She thought a nigga died. She thought she was gonna smooth, be like, whoo, I ain't gotta give up that pussy and shit. Ah, psych! But we had to cut off her, we had to cut off the Magic Mountain membership. We had to cut the Magic Mountain membership off. All the fried thrills, right? The fun and shit. Got to cut that shit off. And the reason I did that, because you get to the point where it's like you swimming upstream. You in the friend zone. And no nigga likes that shit. We get out of that shit. We hop out. You know, she's flying the plane. And I already peeled the ripcord out. I'm out. I can't do it. Now, let me tell you something, nigga. About fine women, nigga, that know they fine. That crushes their ego and shit when a nigga be like, I ain't fucking with you. Ooh, that make her try harder. Like, what? Yeah. Look, fellas, you gotta use a little bit of distance and a little bit silencio. Why am I saying that? She got niggas, right? She got niggas. She ain't realized that one of her toys is missing at the supermarket. She ain't realized that. Yeah, right? But when she do it, she be like, hold up. It's gonna fuck with her ego. And then here she come. Hey, big head. Translation. Hey, big dick head. Hey, a chick called me aggressive for no reason, right? I'm not aggressive. I'm up front like a motherfucker for a reason. When people see me, like one of my homegirls, right? She said, nigga, if I didn't know you, nigga, I'd say you full of fucking shit. Just because the way you look is unbelievable and shit. You know what I told her? I fucked you too, right? All right. Real shit. Real shit. Real ass shit, man. Real ass shit. Cut her off. Time went on, man. Time went on for a minute and shit, right? Avoided her on purpose. On purpose. Then one day, somebody, said, I know where you can find them. I'm like, shit, right? And they met up with me, right? And she would not let me get a motherfucking word. She telling me off because I cut her off. She telling me off, nigga. She didn't let me get, you nigga, you done fucked up your chance of getting some of this shit. Trying to lure me back in, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Didn't let me even get a goddamn word in and shit. Told me that I had to start from scratch and shit, nigga. I looked at her, I laughed and shit, I said. Nigga, you just ain't gonna cut me off. Nigga, this is another bitch that's in your life, nigga. Like that shit, nigga. I had to put my ego, myself, and my spirit on pause. On pause. Stay in character too, nigga, cause my ego laughing like, look at this bitch, nigga, look at this bitch. Now my spirit said, hey, all you gotta do is just give up the pussy right now. Bend that big old pinky ass over and let me hit it, right? And then I can cash in and shit, you know what I'm saying? You can put some payments on your goddamn debt. The problem with her is this, look. I already know she fine as a motherfucker. And I know for a fact, she talking about she live with her father. You know, her father up in age, she moved him in and shit like that. Living with her father. No, that's that nigga. Trust me. Man, I hate it when bitches just straight lie. Because they gonna lie to you. They gonna lie to you. Keep it real and shit. Like, you got a nigga. You got a couple of niggas. about a couple of niggas. Like, stop, man. Stop, nigga. If I'm up here trying to push up on you, it's 100 niggas behind me and shit. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. You ain't no, I had to tell her, I was like, you ain't no ugly bitch that don't get no attention, nigga. I know ugly bitches. I know Oogale. Bomb, 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 nigga. Oogale, nigga. I know ugly, nigga. I know ugly. You know how I know ugly, nigga? This bitch on the chat line, she was like, hey, nigga, don't even try it, nigga. Don't even try it, nigga. And oh my God, nigga. Oogale. Oogale, nigga. She knew it. She was proud about it. It is what it is and shit. Beautiful spirit, nigga. Outside Oogale. I know it for sure. For real. We done seen some the Kraken, nigga, the beast. Nigga, we done seen, nigga. We done seen. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Unfuckable, nigga. Unfuckable, nigga. Bria, stop laughing. Will, stop laughing. David, stop laughing. Unfuckable, nigga. Dick will turn in the motherfucking Reg Dad. No. 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 Dick will go on strike. Dick will jump off my body and run to another planet, nigga. No. We ain't fucking that. Even the porno nigga would have seen it. Like, okay, who's the model today? Whoa. Whoa. Now, the majority of unattractive females be having some good shit, though. Woo! Right? And I noticed a lot of the fine ones, nigga, that they shit be a little mediocre. You know what? You want to know why? Because, nigga, they fucking, nigga. They fucking. They fucking, nigga. They fucking. Right? And I'm just trying to get, you know, every other Tuesday. Every other Tuesday. I ain't trying to see that fine, nigga. I ain't trying to be that damn greedy. Just every other Tuesday, nigga, once a month. Bro, I would have been straight with that. You know, I would have been straight with that. No, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? I would have been straight with that. I would have stopped fucking with all my other bitches for 2 weeks. If I knew that you was bringing that shit over proper like on a Tuesday and shit, or a Thursday, for sure. I would have stopped fucking with the bitches and shit. I would have cut my phone totally off and shit. Like, meditate. Because I want to enjoy this shit. I want to enjoy this shit. Ah, shit, nigga. I had to cut her off, nigga. But for her to do that stunt, nigga, I had to tell her. You got too many damn niggas. Stop. Stop. It's like, nigga, stop up here. Nigga. You juggling too much, nigga. You can't do. You can't do. You can't do. You can't do, nigga. You can't do, because she was looking at a moral standard of, you want me to drop my panties at down? Yes! 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 And gonna start laughing and shit. Yes! I like nigga. That's nigga. Like nigga. Like nigga. Hello? Hello? I was like, nigga, why you think I'm trying to get you off the grounds? So you could be in the shooting range. Shooting range. Relationship? No, nigga. This is all we can do. O'Shea Duke Jackson, booty clapper styles. Beat the brakes off. If you trying to be good, just say something. Just holler at me when he done fucked up and you mad. Gotta, fellas, you gotta fuck with a female that like you, nigga. And sometimes with that, the beauty go down, nigga. The beauty go down. But the duty's up. The duty's up. Because we know, we all identify that, nigga, in times of a crisis, nigga. Right? Bomba, Booyah, Halfway, Oogale and shit is getting that call. Don't you get over here and you tuning into the Weed Man Chronicles and say, oh, nigga, you bougie and you never fuck no ugly bitches, nigga. Stop lying, nigga. Stop lying, nigga. Stop lying, nigga, please. Nigga, please. Right? Now, when it comes to using a woman up, nigga, I'm not cruel, nigga. Sometimes I be astonished that, like, damn, you want me to use you like that? I be, you know, it's like you gotta change up. That's like a female saying, oh, nigga, you gotta pee on me. And it's like, do that. But, if she came to you and said, look, I'm nasty, nigga. I'm about to pay you 20 racks, nigga, just to piss on me. Oh, I'll be like, hold up, bitch. Let me go get these Mickeys. You go get these Mickeys. Look. And here's the thing. Look, if she got bread and that's what she like, I'll call my niggas and shit. I'll call my niggas. I'll say, hey, nigga, I know you broke right now. Look. Hey, what's up, AK? Hey, Breeza, nigga, I know you broke right now, nigga. I know you broke right now, nigga. Hey, nigga, look. Let me see your screenshot of this bag of this money, nigga. I need a favor. My dog, I need a favor, nigga. It's like, nigga, I already know, nigga. And now, we got the motherfucking Breeza on Sports. Zone Sports. What are we gonna talk about? Well, hey, we got the homie Gilbert Arenas, right? And I think that nigga fucked this bitch I was trying to get at and shit, nigga. I think he fucked her down. Right? I think he fucked her real good and shit. That bitch was not giving me no play. But,
that's when Swaggy P was like, okay, man, this is what NBA is about.
NBA, listen, I'll let you know this is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm riding in a car, he in the back seat. I turned my head, this thing against.
Wait, hold on. He did an MK spec when Breeza was driving? This nigga Gilbert, boy.
Nah. What was you doing in that back seat, Gil? Huh? What was you doing in that back seat? Who went to the show?
Getting sucked up like MK Specs by Drea.
Some nigga shit. Oh, nigga, they was doing some shit that we would do. Ah, goddamn, nigga, goddamn. Mickey, Swaggy P, Gilbert, goddamn, Drea. Well, I ain't surprised. Actually, no. No, fuck that, I ain't surprised. Them niggas, they're supposed to do that shit. Yeah, Drea do look good, but with them DSLs and shit, nigga, I know, but goddamn, Drea, you was getting, well, shit, I guess it's obvious, we knew you was getting down like that, but shit, nigga, she didn't give a fuck, nigga, woo, them niggas had them a birdie. Oh, goddamn, woo.
She was sucking the next nigga dick. She was sucking the next nigga dick. She was sucking the next nigga dick.
She was sucking the next nigga dick. She was sucking the next nigga dick.
What Drea was doing?
She was sucking the next nigga dick.
Yeah, you a little in debt and shit, you know. wifey on your head and shit. Like, you know, I said, this can help right now. This can help right now. And for my dog to take that risk, he gotta be like, hey, nigga, what I gotta do, nigga? Shit, nigga, it's like, fuck it, nigga. What I gotta do, come beat this ass, or beat the nigga ass, or do I gotta, you know, break in somebody's house? No, nigga. Look, nigga, I got this bitch that like to get pissed on, nigga. For payment, nigga, and I ain't got enough piss, nigga, and shit. The bitch wanted to get pissed on, right? I ain't got enough, nigga, right? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, and the breeze will stop me. He be like, so this bitch like to get gang banged? I have to say, the bitch likes to get pissed on, and I ain't got enough piss, nigga. I wouldn't be calling you, nigga, right? I wouldn't be calling you if I didn't bring nothing to the altar, nigga. Like, nigga, she gonna pay me 20, she gonna pay you 20 to piss on her. That nigga be like, hold up, nigga, I'm finna go get this 25-gallon jug, blah, 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 blah. For sure. He's gonna be confused of like, damn, how I'm gonna hide this 20? You know me, after we done went on there and we done pissed on that bitch is dripping wet with nothing but piss and shit, nigga. Get in the car, nigga, look, it's cash. Right? Me and him rolling and shit. Obeying the laws of the street and shit. Trying to transport safety, right? He gonna have a problem. He gonna like, damn, how I'm gonna explain to wifey I got this 20 and shit. But let me tell you something, nigga. Let me tell you something. Hey, MK, no a plan. I would have told Breeza, hey, nigga, what you need to do, nigga, get you a chime card or something like that. And break it up, nigga. Say you was playing the scratchers and shit, and you won five, you know what I'm saying? Five here. Play it off. Be like, you know what? I think I got the fever. I'm gonna do a little gambling, baby, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Have some of them damn non-winnings. But we know in that chime card, nigga, we winning. You better keep that motherfucker up under your goddamn car and shit like that in the little secret little spot. You probably have to drive. Nigga, you can hide it, nigga. You can drive to one of these little Mexican audio shops. I was like, nigga, I need a stash spot, nigga. I need something to boop, 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 boop. Right? Pop that out. And even if a nigga got caught with the chime car and they got money on it and they got caught, he'd be like, fuck it, I got caught. Goddamn it, shit. Let's go shopping. Shit up, nigga. I know my nigga. Nigga, I'm like, fuck it, nigga. Well, what about me? I'm definitely saying this to scratch off and shit. I'm gonna spread that shit out, nigga. 20? Shit, nigga. $1,000 and shit. I'm gonna spread it out. Spread it out over time. Spread it out over time. It's gonna get to a point the bitch like to get pissed on. You need to send that shit to my Cash App or something like that. Fill this up. Yeah, don't worry and shit. We got some steel reserve and shit, right? You gotta transform it in that to just be able to go over there and piss on that shit. You gotta have that mind state. Like, you gotta change and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, friend zone, man. It ain't the end zone. It's a terrible place. Cause you up here dealing with this bitch and you ain't getting nothing out of it. Horrible. Beneficial to them, they love that shit, nigga, but horrible to you, nigga. Horrible. It's a mind game, it's a mental game, right? And the thing is, right, if you don't want to cooperate with them, they do not want to play. They looking for a sucker, a dummy. I had to realize she didn't like me like that, right? Or she just had too many damn dicks. She that fine, man. It's like, man, plethora. She definitely knows that nigga. That nigga she with, nigga, that's taking her to Jamaica, right? I can't compete. I'm not trying to compete. Nigga was just trying to hammer and shit, nigga. Go ahead, hammer. Bitch, you old. That was the principle. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with him. It was the principle. You know, you was an investment, and I needed to see what's on my fucking return instead of counting it as a loss. And fellas, that what bitches be trying to do, right? They be trying to make you count it as a fucking loss. I make you upset. Let's pause for the calls, man. Man, I really appreciate y'all tuning in to the Wingman Chronicles. There's a motherfucking war going on outside, man, and we'll be back with more ammo. Do we come whack?
Hell no.
You goddamn right.